Yeah, I can just record if you want to edit out all this crap.
Hey, listen. Wait, who's editing it? It's me?
Yeah, it's you.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
I've nominated you.
Actually, it'll be fun. I like editing. I thought I'd do it.
I love it.
You do a much better job of it than I do, and that's what's important.
All right. Everybody, welcome to the Play This Podcast, Episode 1. I'm Carl Swadella.
I'm Jason Cross.
And today we have with us Alex Waro.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. This is our first one, so we should kind of describe what this is going to be about.
Yeah, what is this podcast?
It's about digital entertainment. It's about streaming movies and music and games and
the things you play,
hardware and software that you do it with. So.
Things that you play Alex with. Doesn't know. He's like, I don't know.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah. So it's things you play with your tech, right? Because it's not like softball.
Or things like you push play. Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly, okay. Right.
Right.
All right, then I'm back on board.
Digital entertainment.
Okay. And you push play, right? We were saying like you push play on things to watch things, but it's digital.
Watch or listen to things.
Watch or listen or play games.
So it's all about the Netflixes and the Spotifys and Hulus and video games and headphones and Roku boxes.
Wow, it's kind of everything. This is the everything podcast?
It's not cell phones. It's not PCs.
Right, it's not everything.
Not I feel like everyone else in the building might get a little jealous.
Yeah.
If we were the everything podcast.
We should just stop
or the almost everything podcast. Hi, welcome to the almost everything podcast.
We're all the fun stuff podcast.
We're secretly
and
the
all the other
really
podcasts
about
are about podcasts. Boring things.
What are some of the things we're going to talk about today, Jason Cross?
We're going to talk about this new site called GamerCred that is sort of a... It's kind of like an achievements tracking site kind of thing for Steam and Xbox Live and PlayStation and
PSN.
And it also tracks like when you talk about games on like Twitter and Facebook and stuff and gives you like points and cred for it. And you can also like, you know, give your friends cred and follow your friends.
And we're all using it now, right?
Stuff like that.
Okay. It's
in beta. We checked it out, though. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this article you wrote for TechHive.
We are talking about that. Yeah, about music services. And one of them I'm using all the time now.
Mm-hmm. Ways to discover new music outside of just like hitting that Pandora playlist that we're all sick of.
Yeah. I might actually talk about the Marvel thing that I saw yesterday
for
a second. I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about
but
it.
But I can talk
you
about
saw
that
a thing.
Thing happened.
There's a thing.
Well, yeah. So here is it. I'm just doing it right now. Then.
Yeah.
Marvel's doing something with mobile.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. I'm over. there's a picture, though. I can say what's in the picture. It's
they
Hulk.
Released a picture of the Hulk with some image.
So
there's some Avengers in the background.
There's some. There might be Avengers around.
Is this like a wallpaper app? Like picture of the Hulk for your
it's
phone?
It's not a wallpaper app.
I can say that it's not a wallpaper app.
Yeah.
So sad.
Confirmed. Not a wallpaper app.
You'll hear more about that in a couple weeks.
In a future podcast.
In a future podcast. We're totally going to talk about what Marvel's doing with like, you know, mobile entertainment-y stuff.
And I'm also going to talk about another podcast. So I'm going to pimp another podcast.
Oh, my God. Can we pimp our favorite things to play?
Yes.
That's kind of the name of the podcast.
Things to play, not just games, but other things.
Yeah.
It's play
Alex
this.
Is here, people. He's in the building.
I'm putting my phone away.
You need some more.
I'm paying attention.
Speaking of your phone, why don't you start off with what you were showing us?
Yeah.
This is like a preview. Like the game is legit. It's on iOS for like, I feel like $2.99 or something. I just bought it this morning. It's called Oregon Trail.
Not Oregon Trail.
But it's in like your innards, your
organs. Not Oregon Trail.
Technically, it's called Oregon Trail, the director's cut on iOS. I believe it's available on PC already for some time. And it's just it's like the Oregon Trail we all remember from grade school and the old Apple II.
Such a good game.
Yep.
Except in retrospect, it's probably not that good. But
no, it's the best.
It's still pretty great. But like it has a little more color. And instead of being settlers on the Oregon Trail, you're like survivors of a post-apocalyptic zombie invasion. In the Pacific Northwest, I think. I've only played about
in Oregon, I would imagine.
3 minutes.
Oh,
it might even be in Oregon.
Where's our rim shot?
It would have to be.
I know.
I can neither confirm nor deny that Oregon Trail takes place in Oregon. But it looks really neat, and I'm really excited to stop recording this podcast and go play it.
Wow. Okay, right. Well, fine then.
But you shouldn't stop listening.
Yeah,
you should keep listening.
While it downloads, you can queue that up and while it downloads.
Well, here's the thing with this podcast. I really would love for people to, you know, maybe even pause our podcast and go get some of the stuff we're talking about
or check it out. We will put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, links are available for you to do things.
Okay, well, maybe they shouldn't get that one because none of us have played it yet, so we won't be talking about it. But we might talk about a game called 10 Million on the iOS.
Oh,
which I think we've all played,
right? Yeah, no, I'm Android right now.
Oh.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'll but you guys can talk about it.
Step 10 away million. A
little bit. Yeah. Stay your distance from the Android
10 million is a match 3 game where you, instead of like swapping two things, you slide the whole row or the whole column up or down. And when you match stuff, there's stuff to match to make wood or stone, which you use to like sort of upgrade these rooms and upgrade your weapons and stuff, your like weapon strength or magic strength. And there's, what's the other one? Swords that, do damage to things. There's like little magic things that do magic damage to the enemy.
There's shields that like kind of allow you to take hits without losing time.
Right. And then there's keys that unlock doors and chests.
Yeah.
And so you're like a little guy runs Cannibalt style or something like across the top of the screen.
Yeah.
Reaches a monster and you have to match some stuff to kill it.
Yeah.
And then, or a chest and you have to match some keys to unlock it. And you play a bit and you die, but then you go spend your stuff to level your guy, make him stronger, and then you go.
Yeah.
Is there any winning in the game? It just keeps going.
Yeah, when you get 10 million points, you get your freedom.
That's why I like this game so much. You can actually finish it. Like, you can beat the game.
I have 13 million something, and I'm done. I feel happy.
Oh, so you're still going? So it's like, get your 10 million, and you keep going?
Yeah, I mean, once that game is over, you get the end screen. You get the game over, you win, you have escaped the dungeon screen. Mm-hmm. You know, if you clear more than 10 million points.
Okay.
So how do you keep playing? Is there like a new game plus? Do you get to carry over all your old?
Is it like Skyrim? You just keep playing the game?
You can just you're back in the little dungeon thing and you can just keep going if you want. You can just play again to get a higher score if you feel like it.
Huh. Yeah. If you're obsessive compulsive much.
But it's, it's super, super addictive because you play this little match 3 game and you do okay and you die or lose and then you're like, You feel like, well, then I'm just going to upgrade this thing. And then you feel like you have to play again because now you know
just
you're going to do better.
One more thing.
Yeah.
And then it's got that sort of, like all those Diablo-style games and stuff, it has that like, well, I'm just going to do, I just got this thing. I'm just going to try it out. Oh, no, I can get this thing now. I'm just going to, and you just keep playing.
Yeah, and like it's perfect for your phone because it's a little quick match 3 game. You can run a level in 2 to 3 minutes before you die. If you're as bad as I am, it takes even less time. But I think for me, what's most exciting about it beyond most match 3 games, like I played Bejeweled for like, 20 minutes and put it down, never touched it again. I played Puzzle Quest for a while, never touched it again. This game has a discrete end. And so I know that I am like, not only am I getting those moment to moment rewards of like, I got a higher score, or I upgraded my sword or my magic abilities, but like, I'm constantly progressing towards an end, and I know that it will be done, and I can delete it and put it away.
Yeah, because a lot of mobile games and a lot of just games like this, this style is like just continual.
Yeah, they just go forever.
And you're like, well, I guess I'll just put it down now.
Yeah,
you're not going towards.
When am I done with it?
So I got another 100 points.
I really love it. It's like $2 or $3.
Yeah,
totally worth your $2 or $3.
Yeah.
I'll go buy an iPhone.
Like it might
just
even
to
be
get
99
it.
Cents, but don't.
I'll buy an
when
iPhone,
you get an iPad,
it
plays great on iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get off topic of the Oregon Trailness, though,
sure.
When you brought that up, I remembered.
Circle the wagons back around.
Circle
the Oregon Trail.
Oh man!
Wow.
The rim shots. You just
We're gonna
need to install a rim shot.
We're gonna need to add sound effects. We need sound effects.
Oh wait, I just already did.
Bum, bum, bum,
you heard a rim shot. Okay. The Oregon Trail. There was an indie game for XBLA. Or it's an indie game, Xbox indie game, and it's over the top, insane, Oregon Trail, and I forgot the name of it. I don't know it right now, but I'm sure
you Google. Mean Oregon Trail.
I mean Oregon Trail.
Right. Yeah.
So anyways, it's very similar to the actual game, but it's just crazy. Like, okay, now you're in space. Your thing is going up in space, and you're shooting aliens or something, and then you go back down, and dysentery still happens and things like that. But
well, you have to have dysentery.
Dysentery is always going to be run. It's kind of amazing because you never know what the next screen's going to be. Mm-hmm. It's like just bonkers. So just side note, footnote, go check it out if you have Xbox.
What's it called?
I don't know. Oregon Trail? It starts with Oregon Trail, though.
Right.
Oregon Trail.
It's like Oregon Trail Extreme or something.
Something, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm sure our listeners are always like, you idiots, it's...
And yeah, then that's okay. We just don't have all the knowledge in the world right
in people. We don't have
a podcast room.
I tell you what, in the show notes for this particular episode, you think you can dig up what it's called?
I bet you I can.
Put a link.
Yeah.
I tried, but I might not try. So.
That's fair. Yeah. I don't understand.
Jason, what do you got? What else do you want? Let's do.
We should talk about that Game of Cred thing.
Yeah,
you and I checked it out. So
speaking of
games, it's in beta, and you can go and request an invitation if you want. Or once you get in, I think you get like 2 or 3 invites to hand to people.
Yep, we got 3. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's 3, right? And it's kind of neat. You sign up and then you link your Steam, your
everything,
Xbox Live, your PSN, and Twitter and Facebook accounts.
Yeah,
they don't have Battle.net support now. They're working on it, so you won't find like Diablo and WoW listed, which is kind of a crime.
Yeah, because especially if you're playing it a lot.
So and then it ranks you on a belt system like karate belts,
Which is awesome.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you get points for having more friends that you're assigned up to, you know, that are linked to you or whatever, and inviting friends. But you also, you get points for, it tracks by looking at those services when you earn achievements. Mm-hmm. And it also looks at your Twitter and Facebook posts. Like, for each game, there's certain hashtags they're looking for.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask, because it said, like, are you discussing these games? You'll get points. I was like, I said it all over the place.
If you search for a game, like, you know, if you search for, so what's popular right now? What's the?
Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
That's popular. Everybody's playing the Mario Brothers. The Mario Brothers 1.
So let's say that you're, yeah. Let's
say it's Mario Brothers. Brothers. Okay.
You search for Mario Brothers, although that's not on, you know, Xbox or PlayStation, whatever. But
right. Go with us on this.
Yeah, just go with us.
Yeah.
There's no achievements on
hashtag Wii's Mario Brothers.
It'll, when you look up the game on the service, it'll tell you these are the hashtags that count for this game.
Oh.
So it'll be like hashtag SMB, hashtag.
Okay.
Mario Brothers, whatever, and okay. You can suggest a new hashtag if you see everybody talking about Skyrim with some other hashtag.
So what would? So can I just like blabber and just get insane belts for just saying?
Yeah, you could if you want to pollute your Twitter feed with just a bunch of random stuff and the hashtags about games, then yeah, you can do that.
I'll just win. Okay.
And, or just like link a fake Twitter account and then just blabber there and then put your real one.
Yeah,
on.
This is probably why they're
I'm glad we told everybody how to game the system.
They're probably in beta because they probably do things like need to determine, oh, we only count a hashtag this many times per hour or something that because they need to figure out.
It's still a cool thing to put all of it in one place. I mean, everybody likes that.
It's like, kind of cool to put it in one place, and you have a feed for the friends you follow where it shows you when they've earned achievements and in what games.
And you can compare with your friends, which
you can compare.
Which you can do in a lot of other services. I mean, like Steam compares and stuff
in all of the services.
Yeah.
But
Alex is like, I've heard all this before.
But only within that service.
Yeah.
This you're just looking at like all combined. So it's kind of cool. It's got some neat artwork. I like the artwork they have.
Alex doesn't like it.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's okay because
it's not
about
very
opinions here.
It's not very useful to me until more people get on it,
right,
and they get it open a little more.
I signed up for GamerCred, which is GamerCred.com.
Oh, that's right. It's GamerCred.
GamerCred,
which is super hip, and I'm really into that.
And
the badges are neat, and you guys aren't following me on GamerCred.
Oh,
but
crap.
I looked for you.
I looked for you, too.
And I looked for people following me.
I think we looked for him.
I did. Wait, if you're following me, then...
I'm definitely following you.
I looked at the following list. I'll check again after this.
We're going to check right after this podcast.
I only signed up yesterday, I've only had about 24 hours, so I haven't played too many games. I've been on deadline recently, but I did play a few. And I think it has a lot of promise, but right now, and it is in beta, it's hard to navigate my list of games. It's confusing to see which games are on which platform and who else owns the same games.
Right.
And I just don't see a use for it. Like, they've had services like this for years.
Yeah.
Like, Raptor, I feel like, does a similar
thing. Oh, Raptor, yeah, definitely,
It's not totally dissimilar.
A lot of people, my friends in the industry use it. I know, like, GiantBomb.com does something similar on a website where they will pull in your data from all your different gaming accounts, and then you can compare your trophies with friends and such. And that's neat. But I don't see what makes GamerCred
unique. And this is supposed
to
be a thing to socialize about. Like, you pick the game, and you socialize, and your friends see the things you say, and you can, like, give them cred for the things they say or do, like, when they have achievements.
I kind of am, like, an application or app or just services whore, though. Like,
yeah, you sign up for all of them?
Yeah, okay, yes.
How often do you go back?
Well, that's the thing. You wait to see if they mature with their services, if they, you know, get a good deal with some other company and all of a sudden become bigger, you know, so, like, I'm along for the ride. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. GamerCred's a neat idea. You should all sign up for the beta. It's free. But I just feel like we have more services now than we need already with Origin and Steam and Xbox and PSN.
But side note, though, you brought up
Raptor. Yeah, this is supposed the idea, and they got to build more services, and is that this would be like that one place you can go and see what everyone, all your friends are doing on all these things.
Right. Yeah. So
they need to build in these other services.
That'd be neat.
Too. What are the competitors? And you mentioned Raptor. I remember seeing them at TechCrunch and thinking, like, whoa, this is going to be awesome. And then I didn't hear much from them.
No. I mean, they're still going. Like, I have friends that still use them. I hear they're great.
And they're web-based? Like, they have a web app?
I believe so. I haven't used Raptor
in years. It was just mobile.
If I remember right, Raptor can overlay over games too, much like Steam does.
Raptor's like one of those game communication things that sits in your system tray and lets you, like, chat, voice chat, and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, see, that just makes it not as appealing sometimes is for just a simple kind of, like, I just want to go to a site and check
stuff. This is more
stuff.
Social thing.
And all right.
They all do...
Try it. It's free.
Yeah.
Come on. What's wrong with you?
It's free, a neat it's idea. Cool.
Why wouldn't you want to try something that's free? Would you retire?
The only way it gets better is if more people use it. So
I signed up just before they launched the Team Fortress 2 did their like man versus machine update, which I'm having fun with because it's like it's a horde mode. It's like they send waves of guys after you. Mm-hmm. You play co-op against waves of guys. But I earned a bunch of – I haven't played in a long time, so I earned all these achievements like right after that.
Oh, nice.
I got all these Steam achievements. For
what's the what are we – our just our names if people want to follow us? Just Carl Sordella and Jason Cross?
I don't know how
like
they
– our special names?
Well, all right. So if they're following you on Facebook or Twitter, they'll be able to find you.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
And I think they can just search by name. Whatever name you have on GamerGrid.
All right. Yeah. What's the next
thing? So if you just search for me, it'll whatever.
Search for all of us. Not Alex because he doesn't like it.
Yeah, no. You don't want to follow me anyway. I'm bored.
I'm on Twitter. I'm JasonCross00, and that's probably the easiest way to find me.
Yeah, we should have done that at the beginning of the show. Like, this is a new podcast. Here's our Twitters. I'm Onawa, O-N-A-W-A.
Yeah.
And Alex is?
I'm A-W-A-W-R-O.
Yeah. He's Awaro.
What? Awaro.
You keep downplaying yourself.
Awaro
It's not boring. It's something where people won't be confused about who's this person.
The last thing I tweeted about was going to see The Expendables 2, so I don't know if you really...
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that.
That's legitimate.
Fair.
Or can we? Okay.
Sure. Wait, did you stream it on a... No, never mind.
No, I watched it in an actual theater.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Then it's not digital. Mm-hmm. Well, it might be. No, it was on film.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next thing?
Let's talk about that new music discovery thing. You found.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool.
Well, there's a lot of sites out there. People know of many of them. I wrote a little article, which we'll put a show notes link.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Definitely.
Totally.
And the one that I'm using the most, I mean, there's so many. I don't know if we want to go through all of them.
Well, there were five.
Well, that's awesome. So I just heard myself saying that, going like, there was so many. And you're... There's five, actually, only five.
There's five in the article.
Because that's the name of the article.
There's five you talked
about. Anyways, the one I'm using right now is 8-Tracks the most because it's just a bunch of mixes. So people make like little 8-Tracks playlists, and then they're from a variety of topics.
There are 8 songs on each playlist.
I just realized this is probably the most hipster story we've ever published.
Really?
Because this is five
are you calling
music
me hipster?
Services you probably didn't know about.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's to discover new
It's kind
music.
Of a Spin Magazine article.
Yeah. But they're good services, so it's great. I'm actually a really big fan of the one you mentioned, the 61.
I love the 61.
That was neat. I found a lot of new music that I had never heard of and I never thought I would like.
Yeah, so the 61 is cool because it's like a game. It's like a quest. You go there and before you do anything, they're like, now listen to these songs. You have to listen to them and then they give you like things to do, like listen to 10 country songs.
You listen to whatever you want, but they'll give you quests. And they're like, hey, go listen to 4 different moods of songs and then we'll give you a point.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
It does mean something.
Yeah.
So here's what happens is you level up, which is cool. Everybody loves leveling up.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I'm level 6. What are you? Yeah. Level 5? You suck, you know? But also, when you listen and do these quests, you get hearts. And those hearts you can actually use to like the different songs. And certain songs that get better likes are going to get more promoted. So essentially, you're promoting artists.
Right.
Because these are a lot of independent
musicians.
You don't
actually get like free music or anything.
You don't get like stuff for you.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of other stuff that happens.
And you can
site.
Search
really cool.
by like what's popular, has the most hearts, and you can find what everyone's listening to if you don't want to go look for the
name. Yeah, that's a popular area too.
That's at spelled out the 61.
Yeah.
Spelled out all the numbers.
Yeah, I heard about it actually a couple really years ago. I think again at like one of these tech events, and it was under the radar for a while. But yeah, I just remembered it. And I was like, this is fun.
So an 8-Tracks is number 8tracks.com.
Number 8 tracks. I'm listening to a lot of dubstep remix,
which
we can talk about for a second. If you guys don't know, they're taking like indie songs
and making dubstep remixes.
That's a thing that happens, in case you didn't know.
Do they have heavy drop?
Most people know that.
You have to wait
drop.
For it. Wait
right.
for,
yeah. yeah. But it's a mate. Like, I'm addicted to the indie cover dubstep remixes. Like, yeah, I'm going to admit it.
No.
It's okay.
I laugh, but I only because in a deep, dark, I'm the same way. I'm addicted to dubstep remixes of the Jurassic Park theme song.
Well, that's much more specific.
If any of you go to you right now, just keep the podcast playing.
Yeah.
Go to
no, YouTube, what you just said right now, which one is it?
And look up
you can pause
Jurassic
and
Park
come
theme
back.
Song dubstep remix.
Okay, now I have to do that.
It's amazing.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Oh, well,
maybe we should put a link to that.
That might be on 8-Tracks too. I don't know.
I'm going to say something more serious about the dubstep thing. Have you guys heard the band XX? Remember XX?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm not cool.
Jason.
I've heard of it.
So there's this girl named Birdie, I think, and she does a remix. This is important for people to listen to because this song is amazing.
Okay.
We're talking about songs too, right, in this podcast?
Sure.
Birdie.
If you can digitally listen to
you can digitally listen to the song on 8-Tracks.
So okay.
And on a lot of other places.
We can't talk about that new Beck album, which is going to be on Sheet Music.
Oh.
Right.
Hold on real quick. Birdie does a cover of XX and Faux Tech remix of it, dubstep remix. Greatest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Okay, that's all.
Got it. All right. So we're going to have to link to these things.
I'm sold.
I'm out. Just put
so
down.
Wait, so you other services, you talked about the Hype Machine. How's that work?
That's great. It is also, I didn't mention in the article, the Hype Machine actually pairs with Songbird. You know what Songbird is? That's like the iTunes player.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not crappy.
Not a lot of people use it anymore. People were all into it for a little while. And now
well, so let's not, forget about that part of it. But it's a great music service that shows a lot of new music, and you kind of just has a embedded player like a lot of them do, and you hit play and it just goes to the next song. But again, it's so eclectic that you just learn about a lot of different stuff that you wouldn't have ever listened to. So
cool.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. 8-tracks, that one, and then what are the other two?
There was the 61 and there was We Are Hunted.
Which is, yeah, it's cool. It's like a brand new one, and
yep.
It's just another music discovery engine tool.
And yeah, then, and it lets you like Facebook and tweet the things you find. And then there's SoundCloud, which I think a lot of people know about.
Yeah, but what's interesting about SoundCloud is that you can upload your own songs on it, right? It's great for independent musicians, but it's also you just hit play again, go to like the latest tracks, and you'll find things that no one's ever heard before because it was just uploaded.
Right,
and you're like, that's amazing. And of course,
it's
then
also and there's been some big artists that have used it for things,
Oh
like,
yeah, totally.
Like was it that Beastie Boys album? The last one came out, Hot Sauce Committee. They released their track on SoundCloud.
That's right.
That they released was it Make Some Noise on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
And it's fun because as the track goes by, you see the little waveform and the little line going by.
Oh, like that's right. And there's comments.
And you see like the comments. People comment at a certain point of the song.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so and you can also download a lot of those songs too.
Yeah, they'll have links.
Go check out the article. What's next?
I feel like you can't download all of them, because I remember I listened to Fortet.
No. Yeah, just the artist has to say, like, it's okay, you can, yeah.
Right. I found a cool sort of similar sort of thing. Not quite music discovery, but there's a service called Jog FM. Jog.fm.
Yeah.
It's a web service. There's an app, too, that we're doing an article about soon. It's kind of a fitness thing, because it's meant to be you put in your running pace or something, running or cycling, like your pace, and you can do it by saying, I run a 9-minute mile, or you can just do beats per minute. And it will it'll make a playlist for you of popular songs like that match that beat.
Oh, that's cool.
So that you keep on pace, like when you're running.
So it's not so much what your actual pace is, but what your ideal pace is.
Yeah.
So it'll help you stay on track.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you say like yeah. So that just so that you find.
So if you dance out of pace, then if you run out of pace, then you're like
you'll feel it. You'll like
bad.
You're
like
you'll
I'm
be
not
off
with
sync
the
with your music. And when you listen to music when you run, you find you just not paying attention to it. Do kind of end up following the pace. So if you run a 9-minute mile, that's like 160 beats per minute or whatever, and it'll find songs that are 160 or 80 because that'll just be every.
It's 160. It's all electronic. Yeah. Right.
Not really. A lot of pop music's 160.
Really?
Yeah. The faster, when you get over that speed, it gets crazy.
What is the crazy number? Like, where they're always like 289 beats per
minute. Yeah, that's like some speed metal might be up there.
Yeah.
About it.
Speed metal. Take it down a notch.
What's one speed metal song? Jason, go.
Anything by Dragon Force.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
The speed metal remix of the Jurassic Park theme song.
Jeez,
you know there is.
And it is around again.
It brings it back.
Well, that sounds cool.
So
yeah.
Jog FM's cool. And there's also people have made their own playlists for certain like paces and stuff. And you can just go see playlists other people have made and stuff like that.
Neat.
And they have links. It's not a music streaming service. So you can just play little previews of the songs. And then they have links to buying them on iTunes and Amazon.
There's the grab.
And Spotify links.
So if you install it on your phone, it will give you a preview of songs in the list, and you have to go buy them and load them into your thing?
Yeah, it plays. So it's only iOS, and it plays the music you have loaded on your phone, like in your music library on thing.
It could also be just suggesting to go get them somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
have to.
It's like that, or just go buy them. Or on the website, they have Spotify links for everything. So you can make your list on Spotify and listen to it.
I guess I was insinuating if someone had the CD, then maybe, you could borrow their CD. And,
sure, yeah. Yeah, any way you want to get your playlist and go, oh, that song fits my running pace.
Never mind. I don't think I bought a CD in like 8 years.
I know, there's no CD.
I don't even
anymore.
Know what a CD is.
Yeah. It's digital. Is it digital? It's digital.
It is.
It's
I don't
using
know.
Digital technologies.
My niece is like 10. I don't think she knows what a CD is.
Now we're all old.
We're getting to that weird point where like people aren't going to understand what the basic iconography of a computer is. Like, you look at the save button, like the floppy disk, and like, what is this? Just, it's the save disk button
it's
thing.
The save.
And floppy used to mean actual floppy.
Yeah, exactly.
It was floppy. I mean. They show a disk. So
you kids know what we're talking about? No.
Save's going to. Now it's going to be arrows pointing to a cloud.
Yeah.
And that will be the new
but
save
an actual cloud. It's like, there's the internet.
Right.
They just point. Hey, before we get off that topic of running with an app, I just remember, what's that? A zombie app.
A zombie running app?
Yeah. That's
cool. Zombie.
Zombie run? I don't know.
I'm looking on my phone. I have it.
Hey,
I have
you guys, that. Come on.
It was a Kickstarter that got funded. And
so it's out there in the world now, is it?
And it's out there in the world now, and you can buy it. Zombies run. Zombies, comma, run, exclamation point.
Cool, yeah.
And it's actually pretty neat. It's like a little game where it's a radio drama, and you can queue up a playlist, of music that's already stored on your phone.
Yeah.
And what it does is it tells a story of its post-apocalypse zombie thing, and you get found, by these people in a base, right? And then you become a runner for them. And you hear them talking to you over the radio and stuff.
So cool.
And like a radio drama, and then it plays a song from your collection, your playlist if you want. Then you hear another bit of the radio drama. And they're all it's all built around you've got to run out and get supplies, and you've got to run and do this. And as you're running and listening to your song, the little mechanical voice will say, like, you have found, ammunition or bandages or a radio or whatever. And then when you go back to your base, you upgrade your base with those things.
Yeah, so it's not just like listening to stuff.
I realize
it's more like
a game in there.
Yeah, there's actually.
It's a little bit of a game. I don't think I don't know what upgrading your base does. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it helps. But
it makes you feel good.
The fun part is like you can do it on a treadmill or something, and it just uses your accelerometer to know that you're running and whatever.
Yeah.
But it also, if you're running outside or something, you can turn on the GPS and run with the GPS. And if you do that, you can turn on zombie attacks. Mm-hmm. That is the funnest thing ever. Because
right, that's the part, yeah. That's
you're
part
running, and then it will say something like, incoming zombies, and you'll hear them going, like, behind you. Like, while you're listening to your
song. I feel like I'm just going to get hit by a car randomly. Oh, my God, zombies.
Yeah, and there's a beep, and as they get closer, beep. And you have to run faster, and it's using your GPS. Make sure you run faster. And if you run faster, they get further from you. If you don't, they get closer, and then it kind of like times out for a minute if they catch you.
What happens if your GPS is like totally messed up though, and it's like they're still following you? You're like, damn it!
Yeah. So it just does it for a time, but it kind of makes you pick up the pace for like 20 or 30 seconds, which is really good exercise. Like, that kind of thing is really beneficial
bursts.
As you're running. Those little bursts.
What do they call them? Bursts.
Is there an end to the story at all? Like, is there
there
a way
is. There's a certain number of episodes. It's a written and voice-acted radio drama that plays between the songs and stuff. And it's actually pretty good. It's, like, pretty good. They came up with a lot of good story ideas about, like, finding somebody's baby and, who's is somebody sabotaging the thing, and then why did somebody
it's who like
had
Walking
the thing
Dead.
To shoot down that helicopter? I mean, it's kind of cool.
Neat.
It's very British. It's done by British people, so there's some British accents, and there's a lot of sort of British, like, regular cultural euphemisms from Great Britain.
It's a good segue for Walking Dead Part 2, or did you finally get into that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, I beat it, and I wrote about it for Tech Hive a few weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, so we should put the link.
It's fantastic. If anyone out there owns a digital device, like, whatever you're listening to this on, go ahead to the store of your choice. And
wireless
purchase.
Phone?
I don't think it's on Android. Right.
It's not on wireless phones.
Okay, it's fair.
All right, so it's on Steam and other, and you can direct. Can you direct download from Telltale Games?
I believe so. Yeah,
it's a Telltale Games episodic game of The Walking Dead.
Right, which you should know because the first part came out a little while ago.
Five episodes. They're working on three right now.
And we won't spoil the ending because I didn't beat the second part, so we won't say anything.
Yeah, we're not going
to
spoil.
I'm almost certain you actually can't download it from their website, but if you go to the telltalegames.com, you can find information about where to find it. It's on your Xbox, it's on PS3, it's on
Xbox,
PC and
PS3,
Mac,
PC, Mac,
well, I was amazed to see
iOS.
You play it on the iOS because it looked good.
It looks really good,
wow.
Yeah. They go for the style of like the comic, so it's everything's kind of like hard outlines and not a lot of texture detail. It looks like it's like kind of painted watercolor drawing things.
It's choose your own adventure with
so
zombies.
It runs really well and looks good on everything. And it's a little bit choose your own adventure, and it's a little actiony. Like, you have to run around and find items like those adventure game.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of,
but you also have to what's great about it is the talking. Like, that's what's exciting about The Walking Dead is like the arguments that people get in and stuff like that, and they really capture that. They make it so that when you say something or do something, it sticks, it lasts.
Mm-hmm. I know there's that one
the future.
There's a scene in the first one which we can probably sort of spoil this moment of the first episode where you say something and like one of your friends gets punched and you're like,
Yeah.
Dang, I just did that. Yeah, I made that happen.
And you could say the other thing, and he doesn't
remember that part.
Punch,
no. Did he not get punched? Mine got punched.
Mine didn't get punched.
And there's times
you're
when
like,
it's
mine
like
didn't get punched.
Two people are being attacked, and you can only save one of them. And yep. you can. There's yep. no like I can find the way to save them both. No, yeah. you have to choose. You're basically choosing who dies. I mean, yeah. you have to do.
And
that.
let's be truthful, people. In the first one, who did everybody pick?
I mean,
it happens twice.
Huh?
Happens that, twice in the
okay,
first.
Okay, at the end of the first one.
The end of the first one.
With a spoiler alert. This is a spoiler for the first one. Which one did you pick? Come on.
Oh, nobody picks the guy.
No,
the
you picked the girl.
You just met him, and he's kind of a doofus.
And the girl's kind of, you know, you might get with her
gun.
Later. Yeah.
In the zombie apocalypse, the girl's
and
got a gun.
And she's
can
a
shoot
girl.
Him. Although she can't figure out how to use a radio, which is sort of weird. That
she
was
doesn't know
strange.
How the
batteries
work. Yeah,
batteries.
The batteries.
Like, I don't really know how batteries work. And you're like, well, aren't you a reporter? Like, don't you?
I know.
Don't you?
I love how but, at the end she's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how they go in.
But she's a real good shot. And I remember I read an interview with the Telltale team because at the end of every game, every episode rather, I'm playing on PC, you can get it on iOS or your Xbox or what have you, you'll see all the choices you made and they will show the stats.
Oh, I love that.
The choices everyone else made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you chose to save the computer hacker versus the reporter, you will see what choice you made and what everyone else chose.
And you also see that you were 2%.
Yeah. yeah, so exactly. like I think it was like something crazy like 70-30 or like 75-25 went yeah. for the reporter with the gun over the kind of chubby nerdy programmer
who was
guy.
A girl.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. and mm-hmm. the Telltale guys said in this interview that they are watching that information and continuing as they write the later games to take that into account. So while the game is well, you will be able to play either way and it's an equal experience. Like that hacker will do something interesting if you saved him.
Yeah, and what's super cool about them looking at it is like reminds me of Android or iOS or something. You know, mm-hmm. like the developer is actually looking at all the feedback and then doing little installments.
Yeah.
This is one of the first times that's kind of happened in the console. Realm, right? Or is it happening
well, they've
before?
Done episodic stuff before.
Not episodic, but like listening
but
to the people and like, oh,
yeah,
based on your thing.
I don't think that they've checked the stats as much because most of the time they don't make you make a choice and you can legitimately choose either thing and the game
continues
and like that person's not there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just going to be different.
Or like how are people playing yeah. Skyrim? If it's they're playing it this way more than this way, you know, that might be interesting.
But that's
yeah,
a
they
lot
do
harder
that
to read than like this. They have these very discrete
yeah, yeah.
series of choices. And I want to like step back again to highlight this game is not a hardcore adventure game. If you're into those kind of games, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure, because it's a good game. But if you're not into those kind of games, don't let that dissuade you because there's very little like brain-bending puzzle solving. It's pretty simple. Mostly what you're doing is navigating.
And there's
the
not
world.
A lot of like quick reflex kind of thing.
No. I mean, there is combat scenes and there is like tactical strategic elements where you have to kind of navigate scenes and put together weapons and items, but it's not terribly challenging.
Anyone can play this. Like yeah. any non-gamer
can play
this.
Your mom
can
play it.
And yeah. you don't need to be a fan of The Walking Dead series because while there are callbacks and like cameos by popular characters, it's a side story. It has nothing to do
with it. Well, also remember, it's following more of the comic than the TV series.
I don't read the comic, and I've given up on the TV series because I'm tired of it and
season
not going
two
anywhere.
Though, there's it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
I don't care. I've given up. So, but I'm really enjoying the game. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah it's fantastic. It is a good piece of entertainment. No matter whether you're into games or not, or you're into the series or not, this is a great game that you will enjoy playing. I can yeah. almost guarantee it. And it's like
Alex
$5.
Gives the guarantee. Can
they're
we
five,
do it?
They're five each.
Yeah,
or five 20, each.
I think
25
on
for the pack. In fact, on the Steam, I think you can only buy
the
full season, which yeah. is five episodes for $25.
PCs and Macs, yeah.
yeah.
On PlayStation 3, you can only buy the full season, I think, as well.
Nice.
Xbox.
And obviously, your choices single. Carry over, so keep your saves intact, and then every episode mm-hmm. will come out once a month. They've been hitting that just barely, I think in part because they have, when you submit to certification for Xbox
yeah,
and
certification
oh, yeah.
PS3, like
yeah.
that's slowing them down on console, but they are managing to crank out one episode a month so far, so we should have one pretty soon, I think.
So we're going
to
do the sound effect for Alex's approval right now. Yeah. Here we go. Ready? Okay. You approve this game. Ding. There's the sound. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. This is the sound. Alex is putting both thumbs up like you
I know. You didn't see that.
Can you
that was
that?
Good
I'm
for podcast.
I'm putting my thumbs real close to the microphone.
Hey, let's mention a couple of things before we have to go because I don't know how long we can do this podcast for. We should tell the listeners.
About this longish.
About now.
About longish. About 40, 45 minutes, something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
You know.
We Hate Movies is a podcast you all should listen to.
Okay.
I don't hate movies.
But no, you might hate these
Is that
movies.
From the comic?
No. Wait.
No,
what?
That's Joe Loves Crappy Movies. I'm
okay.
Sorry. Okay.
So I met this guy in New York, and he told me he was doing the comedy troupe, and one of the things they were doing was this podcast. And oh my goodness, what's his comedy troupe? He's gonna kill me. Mm. Let me tell the podcast, and maybe I'll remember it. is We Hate Movies. So basically, they took old movies like Spawn,
okay,
which mm-hmm. is one I listened to Oof. Recently, or Mo Money with yeah. A1 Mr. Wayans.
Do they have Zardoz?
No, I don't think they do.
Because I watched that 2 nights ago. That's
I know. Good segue.
That's terrible, but great.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Hmm. Yeah, so they basically make fun of them. They're funny guys, too. Right. You know, some are comedians and writers and stuff. And they just go through. But they go through, like, A to Z. Like, they start the movie and talk about the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen another or listened to another podcast that does that. Like, goes through
it's a little individually. Like, is it like MST3K? Where
yeah, kind of. But, I mean, they're not listening to the movie. They're just okay. talking about it. And every once in a while, they'll cut in with, like, an actual scene, like an audio like piece. Yeah. So you can kind of feel like, oh, that's that part. But they're funny as heck and... Safe for Work podcast. Funny as heck, those guys.
You could say and funny as hell. Like
they're funny as hell.
Right.
H-E double hockey sticks hell. Right. And I recommend this podcast. Okay. Here's my seal of approval sound now.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyways, you check it out. I mean, it's funny to listen to old movies that are terrible.
Okay.
What, do you have one more thing, either of you guys, before?
I have a podcast to recommend if we're going to do that.
Yeah, do it.
All right, so I recommend our podcast. Thanks for listening. But also,
and we're out.
Head over to iTunes and look up a podcast called Good Job Brain.
Oh, Karen's Good Job Brain, podcast.
Which is a podcast featuring Karen Chu and a guy named Colin and a guy named Chris Kohler and another really funny and smart woman whose name I'm forgetting, but they're basically like a pub trivia like quiz podcast. There may have been others before them, but they are the best as far as I think right now.
They are super cool.
Yeah, and their design is excellent, and every episode is basically just a series of like fun quizzes and like trivia questions.
Oh, that sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, it's like under an hour every week. It's always they come out once a week. They're funny and engaging, and you'll love it.
Right on.
So check it out. Good job,
my
Brain.
Favorite.
Good job,
my
Brain's
favorite
awesome.
Podcast.
Check
is,
it out.
What is it? Now I can't think of it. The NPR show, the science thing, Radiolab.
Yeah, Radiolab.
Radiolab,
great.
Yeah,
best.
I was trying to recommend. I
wish they uploaded more often.
Yeah, they're really.
It's really sporadic, and it's a lot. There's a lot of just shorts, and I'm like, no, I want a full hour and 20 minutes of awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job, Brain also has mustaches. So
they're big on. Well, I don't know if they're big on mustaches.
Well, there's it's around.
It's a thing.
Karen's awesome. You should go listen to that podcast. Yeah. Also, I want to say Private Cabin's the name of that. Comedy troupe from We Hate Movies. Sorry, I just remembered it now. Private Cabin. They're, I think, on...
Good job, Carlos's Brain.
Thanks. Oh, that's a sound effect for that. It's a different sound effect than you just heard it.
Well done.
So they do We Hate Movies, or a lot of the guys from Private Cabin are We Hate Movies. Go there now, please.
Yeah.
My last thing is Sandeep Parikh, who is on The Guild. You all know him? Yep. All us nerds know him, yes? Alex shaking his head.
He was the. Which one was he? The boyfriend.
Well, the wannabe boyfriend. So he has his own show called Save the Supers, and it's like The Office meets superheroes.
Okay.
Done. Right.
Yeah.
And it's fun and good. And Felicia Day's in one of the episodes. So that's my last thing.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Check out those things on your.
These are all things you can play.
Device.
Dana. That was her name. That's the fourth co-host on Good Job, right?
We're remembering all the things we forgot.
I'm sorry, Dana.
Jason, what did you forget? And now we're remembering.
I remembered it. The name of Radiolab.
You did it in line.
I forgot the name of my favorite podcast. Hmm.
So this has been the Play This Podcast.
Yeah, the first
one. I hope
you
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Alex,
we're going to have some guests on and stuff.
I warmed up to it. You know,
it's like, I'm still not sure.
It started off kind of rough, but I'm getting my sea legs, my podcast legs.
Oh, man.
This is good.
Yeah. If we can't get the person that like they were on the show to like it, then we're in trouble.
It's the first one.
Guys, I'm pumped. Can I come back sometime?
Yes.
I don't know.
Sometime?
Do you have to bring sound effects?
Okay.
Well, right. You bring your, bring
some new
sound
effects. I'll get a soundboard and I'll bring it in.
Yeah, we're going to get some guests on and stuff. It'll be great.
Yeah, there's going to be guests. Like, we should say that. There's going to be lots of guests.
Yeah.
All the guests.
We're going to get guests all the time.
We're going to get every guest that we can get.
And they're going to talk about digital entertainment stuff.
Yeah, that's the one thing they have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they can't just talk about their movie or something. Just in case we got like a.
If listeners have a guest they want to request or a question for us, could they send us some kind of internet.
Electronic
mail?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Send stuff to entertainment@techhive.com. Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Did we just make that up?
No, we have that.
Oh, okay.
It's a mailing address that we have that goes to people.
Yeah, I'm going to write that too.
Entertainment@techhive.com and just put in the subject somewhere, play this podcast or whatever. And,
This is the person we'd like to see on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or just other stuff you want us to check out and talk about or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Things that you think are awesome that we should look at.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Alex, for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
And thanks, Jason, for being Jason.
Yeah. Okay. I can't be anyone else.
Guys, this has been great. Group hug.
All right. Let's take it out with the NPR voices. I'm Carl Sardella.
I'm Jason Cross.
And I'm Alex Warrow.
Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.